B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, this is brought to you by the new iPhone 12 Pro with 5G. Now T-Mobile, the leader in 5G coverage. What is the best TV show of the dumpster fire? That's 2020. We're all watching TV, so I feel like people have strong opinions on this, and I do. And I can't believe some of the shows that were left off the list.
Spoiler alert, it's not this guy.
Exotic, otherwise known as a Tiger King.
No.
The Yank Gun King.
Yeah, TK didn't make it.
That seems like a decade ago, doesn't it? When we all watched Tiger King
God,
in isolation.
Yeah.
March.
Yeah.
All right.
Time marches on.
It sure does. Right all over your face.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Line from a movie. Erica Jane, Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Grifter. I actually like Erica Jane. She's very glamorous.
Okay.
And she's married to this man, Tom, who's like 40 years older than she is because
Let
he's super rich.
40 years older?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he just kind of, when he's on TV, like putters around the house. Ooh. His arms hardly move. Like there's the gait is like just, it's just.
You know?
Shuffle.
Yeah, it's a shuffle.
But love, it's love.
Love is love.
Love that won't be denied.
Well, she did file for divorce
recently. Geez,
but plot twist, people say it's a scam. Want to know why?
Sure.
Because they've just been sued for embezzlement and fraud so that he could make her lifestyle the fancy thing that it is. I mean, he's got private jets and everything.
Oh,
and her makeup team allegedly costs like $40,000 a month or even more than that. Something that like I was like, there are that many zeros in that figure. But they say it's he embezzled money from a plane crash settlement fund.
Oh, he lived? So that's good.
Well, no. He was the lawyer.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, that got the money.
Okay, fine. Got it.
All right. People Magazine's People of the Year.
I mean, he's a hell of a guy.
He's opening the plane crash.
People's Magazine's People of the Year. People of the Year. They didn't settle on one. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Selena Gomez, Regina King, and my boyfriend, George Clooney.
He's your boyfriend now?
Well, he doesn't know it.
Okay. Does your husband know?
Well, Dave kind of looks like George Clooney, in my estimation.
Does he really?
Yeah, in a way. In a way.
Okay.
In a way. And all so right. It's like best of both worlds.
That's nice. So when Dave puts a hat on, he has a certain...
What is it with you and Dave's hair?
Well, I'm just saying, because George Clooney has a full head of hair,
and Dave doesn't have a full head of
hair. So I wouldn't have put those two...
I'm going to show you a picture of him with a hat on.
Okay.
And a scruffy beard.
Gee, can't
and
wait.
He looks just like him.
Okay.
All right, what's the best TV show of 2020?
Let's hear it.
All right, we're going to do the top three. I haven't heard of number three. Midnight Gospel, Netflix. Ted Lasso, Apple TV. Very
so
funny.
Good. Brian likes that.
But number one, Better Call Saul. I don't
number
get it.
Number one?
Yeah. No.
Never seen it. Yeah.
Listen, The Crown's on the list of the top 20, but the ones that didn't make it, The Queen's Gambit, which everyone's talking about, The Undoing, the show that where Nicole Kidman's face doesn't move.
Yeah.
That's in and of itself is an amazing thing. The Outsider, which was on Stephen King thing, and my favorite, Normal People, which is a love story that you should watch. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Ireland. It's about teenage love.
Very green.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, you know, Better Call Saul, because I watch it and I love that show. I didn't even realize that was still this year when that season came out.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's what they're basing
it came
on
out
this
in February. Like, that seems like 10 years ago.
All right. That's good.
No, it's like, this year, like before.
I think it should be, you know, after lockdown.
Yes.
It only counts after lockdown.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I know.
No, I mean, like, once lockdown started, we all started going deeper into TV.
I'm all over Game of Thrones.
We're
season six and a half right now. Well, I know, but I'm loving that show. Jeez.
Normal People, next up. You'll love it.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Sure.
I know you love
romance. Do me a favor. Write that down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
Write that down, then throw that note away.
Yeah, thank you. Right here in my file. All right. Okay. All right. Your next assignment, LBF, after Super Smart.
After I write that down.
Right. It's going to be between 9:25 and 9:35. We are going to give somebody a chance to be caller 10 and pick their present under the tree. It's a great gift giveaway.
Oh, it's exciting.
And some big prizes still that no one's got picked the number yet. We got $500 worth of jewelry from Barmakin,
the Diamond Guild. Yeah,
yeah, they've got $500 under the tree. So your shot at those. That's coming up. Write it down.
Oh, all right.
No, not you, them. 9:25 to 9:35.
That's my list.
That's the. that's when we're gonna look for caller 10.
Okay.
You put on your booties.
Oh, I'll put on my booties. Don't you worry.
You scoot under the tree and you'll pick the present they chose.
That's okay? Right. LB Elf.
That's who you are.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.